Chapter 4. 28 Prophecies Fulfilled on the Crucifixion Day. On that Passover day, the day of the crucifixion, all the words of the prophets concerning the suffering of the Christ, or the Anointed One, were fulfilled. Their fulfillment in every detail stands today as a lasting testimony to the Messiahship of Jesus Christ. The first prophecy, the oldest of all, had been given by the Lord Himself at the time of Adam and Eve's first sin. 1. The serpent would bruise the seed of the woman. Prophesied, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Genesis 3:15. Fulfilled. "Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself." But he said this to signify by what death he was about to die. John 12, verses 31 through 33. 2. The Messiah would be cut off, but not for himself, as prophesied by Daniel. Prophesied, "And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself." Daniel 9:26. Fulfilled. "Nor consider that it is better for us that one man die for the people than that the whole nation should perish." Now he did not say this of himself, but being high priest that year, prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, not for the nation only, but also that he might gather together into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. John 11, verses 50 to 52. 3. The betrayal of Jesus by Judas was foretold by David, prophesied, "Even a man, my friend in whom I trusted, who ate of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." Psalm 41, 9. Fulfilled. "Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order that he might deliver him up to them. And after hearing this, they were delighted and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him." Mark 14, verses 10 and 11. 4. Jesus Christ would be forsaken by his disciples, as prophesied by Zechariah. Prophesied, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered." Fulfilled. "Then they all forsook him and fled." Mark 14, verse 50. 5. The price of his betrayal was also foretold by Zechariah. Prophesied, "And I said to them, if it is good, give me my price, and if not, let it go. So they weighed my price, 30 pieces of silver." Zechariah 11:12. Fulfilled. "And said, what are you willing to give me? And I will deliver him up to you. And they offered him 30 pieces of silver." Matthew 26, verse 15. Zechariah also foretold what would be done with the betrayal money. Prophesied, "And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, the princely price at which I was valued by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them to the potter in the house of the Lord." Zechariah 11:13. fulfilled. Now when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he was condemned, he changed his mind and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned and have betrayed innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? You see to it yourself." And after throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he went out and hanged himself. But the chief priests took the pieces of silver and said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood." And after taking counsel, they bought a potter's field with the pieces of silver for a burial ground for strangers. Matthew 27, verses 3 through 7. 7. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus Christ would be sacrificed as the Passover Lamb of God. Prophesied. "He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter." Isaiah 53, 7. Fulfilled. "For Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us." 1 Corinthians 5, 7. "Knowing that you are not redeemed by corruptible things, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who truly was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for your sakes." 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 20. 8. Isaiah also prophesied the scourging and mocking that he would suffer. Prophesied, "I gave my back to the smiters," scourgers, "and my cheeks to them that pluck off the hair. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting." Isaiah 50, verse 6. Fulfilled. "Then he released Barabbas to them. But after scourging Jesus, he delivered him up so that he might be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers, after taking Jesus with them into the praetorium, gathered the entire band against him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet cloak around him. And after plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a rod in his right hand. And bowing on their knees before him, they mocked him and kept on saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' Then after spitting on him, they took the rod and struck him on the head." Matthew 27, verses 26 through 30. 9. Both Isaiah and David prophesied that Jesus' body would be mutilated. Prophesied. "Many were astonished at him, for his body was so disfigured, even his form beyond that of the sons of men." Isaiah 52:14. "I can count all my bones. They look and gloat over me." Psalm 22, verse 17. Fulfilled. "But after scourging Jesus, he delivered him up so that he might be crucified." Matthew 27, verse 26. "Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him." John 19, 1. 10. David prophesied the shame and dishonor that Jesus would suffer, being condemned as a criminal. Prophesied. "The reproaches of those who reproached you have fallen upon me. You have known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My enemies are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I look for some to take pity, but there was none, for comforters, but I found none." Psalm 69, verse 9, and verses 19 and 20. Fulfilled. At that point, Jesus said to the crowd, "Have you come out to take me with swords and clubs, as against a robber?" Matthew 26:55. They answered and said, he is deserving of death. Matthew 26:66. 11. David also foretold that false witnesses would testify against Christ, prophesied. Cruel witnesses rose up. They asked me of things that I knew nothing about. Psalm 35, verse 11, fulfilled. And the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were trying to find testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they did not find any. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. And some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, Mark 14, verses 55 through 57. 12. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would not make an effort to defend himself at the trial. Prophesied. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53:7. Fulfilled. Then Pilate said to him, Don't you hear how many things they testify against you? And he did not answer even one word to him, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Matthew 27, verses 13 and 14. 13. Isaiah also foretold Jesus Christ's crucifixion as the sin offering for the world. Prophesied, Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we ourselves are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned each one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Yet the Lord willed to crush him, and he has put him to grief. You shall make his life an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and that the purpose of the Lord might prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his own soul. He shall be fully satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6, and 10 and 11. Fulfilled. Therefore, he then delivered him up to them so that he might be crucified. Now they took Jesus and led him away, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and with him two others, one on this side and one on the other side, and Jesus in the middle. Now Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the cross. And it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. John 19, verses 16 through 19. 14. As Isaiah had prophesied, he was numbered among lawbreakers. Prophesied, he was counted among the transgressors. Isaiah 53, 12. Fulfilled. And also two other malefactors were led away with him to be put to death. And when they came to the place called Skull, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right and one on the left. Luke 23:32 and 33. 15. David prophesied that his hands and his feet would be pierced. Prophesied. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evildoers have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, verse 16. Fulfilled. And they crucified him. Mark 15:25. Then the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "If I do not see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe at all." Now after 8 days his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. After the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring forth your finger and see my hands, and bring forth your hand and put it into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing." John 20, verses 25 through 27. 16. The parting of his garments was also prophesied by David. Prophesied. "They divide my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture." Psalm 22:18. Fulfilled. "Then they said to one another, 'Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it, to determine whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They divided my garments among them, and they cast lots for my vesture. Therefore the soldiers did these things.'" 17. In another psalm, David prophesied that they would give him vinegar to drink. Prophesied. "They also gave me gall for my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Psalm 69:21. Fulfilled. "They gave him vinegar mingled with gall to drink, but after tasting it, he would not drink." Matthew 27:34. 18. David also prophesied that many would be watching Jesus during the crucifixion. Prophesied. "They look and gloat over me." Psalm 22:17. Fulfilled. "And the guard sat down there to guard him." Matthew 27:36. "And all the people who were gathered together to this site, after seeing the things that took place, beat their breasts and returned." Luke 23:48. 19. Among those watching would be Jesus' family and friends, who would stand at a distance. Prophesied. "My loved ones and my friends stand apart from my plague wounds, and my neighbors stand far off." Psalm 38:11. Fulfilled. "Now all those who knew him stood afar off observing these things, the women also who followed him from Galilee." Luke 23:49. 20. "Some of his observers would shake their heads at him." Prophesied. "And I also became a reproach to them when they looked upon me. They shook their heads." Psalm 109, verse 25. Fulfilled. "But those who were passing by railed at him, shaking their heads and saying, 'You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.'" Matthew 27, verses 39 and 40. 21. "Even the words of his reproachers were prophesied by David." Prophesied. "He trusted on the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, since he delights in him." Psalm 22:8. Fulfilled. "He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the two robbers who were also crucified with him reproached him with the same words, Matthew 27, verses 43 and 44. 22. Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would make intercession for sinners. This intercession began even during his crucifixion. Prophesied. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for transgressors, Isaiah 53:12. Fulfilled. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not understand what they are doing. And he divided his garments and cast lots, Luke 23:34. 23. David prophesied the thoughts of Jesus at the height of his suffering. Prophesied, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Psalm 22:1. Fulfilled. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew 27:46. 24. Zechariah prophesied that his body would be pierced with a spear. Prophesied. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Zechariah 12:10. Fulfilled. But one of the soldiers had pierced his side with a spear, and immediately water and blood came out. And again, another scripture says, they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. John 19, verses 34 and 37. 25. David prophesied that Jesus would commit his spirit to God. Prophesied. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Psalm 31:5. Fulfilled. And after crying out with a loud voice, Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And when he had said these things, he expired. Luke 23:46. 26. David also prophesied Jesus' last words, prophesied, that he has done this. Psalm 22:31. The Hebrew literally reads, for it is finished. Fulfilled. Therefore, when Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And after bowing his head, he yielded up his spirit. John 19:30. 27. As no bone of the Passover lamb was to be broken, Exodus 12:46, not a bone of his would be broken. Prophesied, he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Psalm 34:20. Fulfilled. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first one and the legs of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. For these things took place so that the scripture might be fulfilled, not a bone of him shall be broken. John 19, verses 32 and 33 and 36. 28. His burial in the tomb of a rich man was foretold by Isaiah. Prophesied. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and with his generation, who did consider that he was cut off out of the land of the living? For the transgression of my people he was stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, although he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Isaiah 53, verses 8 and 9. fulfilled. And when evening was coming on, a rich man of Arimathea came, named Joseph, who was himself a disciple of Jesus. After going to Pilate, he begged to have the body of Jesus. Jesus would otherwise have been buried among the criminals. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given over to him, and after taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in clean linen cloth and placed it in his new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And after rolling a great stone to the door of the tomb, he went away. Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60. All these prophecies were fulfilled by the suffering, death, and burial of Jesus Christ on the Passover day. In the next chapter, we will learn the significance of the timing of Jesus' death and of the miraculous events which occurred on that Passover day, Nisan 14, April 5, 30 A.D.